I had been planning on talking at today's lunch about the connection between Shabbos and Chanukah. We didn't get to it because we got distracted by other more exciting topics. But I figured I'd just mention a couple more makamos since it is still Chanukah. The Sefer Mamleches Kohanim al Inyanei Chanukah, written by a Rabbi Moshe Chaim Leiter, Modin Ilit, otherwise known as Beitar. So he points out, apropos to the tradition that we have in Megillas Antiochus and maybe other parallel sources, that the Gzeira Levanim was specifically promulgated against Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah. Even though he points out that there are other girsos that substitute Oraisa for Chodesh, which takes the wind out of all the drushes given as to why Rosh Chodesh is on the same level as Shabbos and Milah in terms of importance. But be that as it may, as far as the Shabbos element, that was the thrust, or one of the thrusts of the Gzeiros of the Levanim, he points out a couple Marim Kovos and Shas that seem to have been talking about the same Tkufa and potential applications of those Gzeiros that make it Lahalacha. So number one, he points out in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Amud Aleph in Shabbos, the din of Lo Yetzei Ya'ish B'Sandal HaMesumar, that you're not allowed to wear a certain kind of a cleat on Shabbos because of the Maisa Shahaya, where that led to a massacre, Ayin Sham. So the Lashon of the Gemara there is that the Jews were Nechba'im bin Ma'ara, and Rashi explains that these were people that were hiding from a Gezerah. So it sounds like you're talking about Gezerah along the lines of that Kufa in the time of the Avanim, and that led to this the tragedy there, and the Gzeira Derabana, Lo Yitzei Ish B'Sandal HaMesumar. He also points out in the other direction that indication that the Gzeiros of the Avanim on Shabbos may have led to a certain laxity in Shmir Shabbos across the board, and that is from the Gemara Andaf Mem Vav in Sanhedrin, Shemati Shemakin Va'onshin Shelo Min HaTohar Shelo Min HaDin, that the Chacham have the ability to mete out punishment in an extra legal fashion in order to make a siag l'Torah. So the Gemara there has the famous Maisa Be'echad Sherachav Al-Sus B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, Bibei Hayavanim, that the Maisa was someone who's riding on a horse on Shabbos during the time of the Greeks, and Bezna gave him Skila, not because he's Mechuyav Skila, it's only a Shvus, but Hashah Tzricha L'kach. Says Rashi, Hashah Tzricha L'kach, that people saw the pressure that the Jewish people were under, so they're gzeiros specifically in the realm of Shabbos, and that led to a certain laxity which had the opposite effect of Bezdin taking it upon themselves to be makin ba'onshin shalom bin adin in order to preserve the adherence to the Rabbanans when it comes to Shmiras Shabbos. Okay, so just started to share those two marmukamos in this context. Let's pick up where we left off last time, as we were beginning to discuss the Malacha of Lisha. We saw on the bottom of Kufnun Hei Amibes and Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda as to whether there is a Chi of Deraisa for Lisha even B'Nesina Samayim. Simply putting water into the Kamach is enough to create a Malacha Deraisa of Lisha according to Rebbe. And Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda disagrees that you're only Chayim in HaTorah for Lash, where you actually do an act of gibel, an act of mixing, an act of kneading, but simply placement of water alone is not a malacha d'oraisa. And we noted the presentation of the Igle Tal, who explains the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, as fundamentally what is the nature, what is the thrust of the malacha of Lisha? Is it simply putting the two substances of kamach and mayim together, the harkavas kamach and mayim, which is accomplished even without an act of gibel, or is it making a single unit, a guf echad, which could only be accomplished via gibel? And we know that Igle Tal says on that basis that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's conceivable that in order to have a chiyuv d'oraisa, you would need both of those steps in the gibel process of the nesina and the gibel, and one without the other may not result in a chiyuv. I know I pointed out to me after Shir that I misspoke at the very end. In fact, according to Yosef Yehuda, even if you did one of the steps without the other, there's still an Isser D'Rabbanan. We're only talking about whether there would be an Isser D'Oraisa. So that's what we got up to last time. The Be'er Halacha writes this is kind of the inverse, if you will, or the other direction of that Iglei Tal. The Iver Halacha writes in Simen Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Yudalid Dibur Maskel Ein Govlin. Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Yudalid Dibur Maskel Ein Govlin. And I just realized that there are some people that have joined the shiur since the beginning of the year who may not have been here for the introductory shiur. So I realized in conversation with someone recently that in case there's any lack of clarity as far as the expectations of Mar Makomos are supplemental, but the baseline expectation is that if there are Si'ifim and Simanim Shachan Aruch, you should be seeing Tor Beisosev, Mechaber, Mishnah Berurah, and Be'er Halacha on whatever the relevant Si'ifim and Simanim are. So there are no Be'er Halachas on the Mar Makomos generally if it's Alatar, because I'm assuming that you'll see it, so I'm not necessarily flagging the Be'er Halachas that we may be focusing on more. But Maimar HaMuskar. So the Be'er Halacha writes over there, Shin Kaf Aleph, Dibur Maskel Ein Govlin, that according to Rebbe, that you're chayiv b'nesinas mayim, even without any act of gibol. So if you have a situation where one person puts in the water and another one does the act of gibol, even if the person that puts in the water does so on Erev Shabbos, and the person that does the Gibel does so on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv on the Gibel as well. Meaning when the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, you're chayiv for Nesina alone without Gibel, that's not to the exclusion of being chayiv for Gibel without Nesina. So both of those are triggers for the Melacha of Lisha according to Rebbe. So if a person did the Nesina Samayi before Shabbos, someone else comes along, or he comes along himself, and only does Gibel on Shabbos, so according to Rebbe, you're going to be chayiv for that act of Gibel. He brings a raya for this from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if you are Halash, the Orech is chayiv Mishum Lisha. That if you do an act of Lisha and an act of Orech, then both of those are chayim mishum lisha. So the Mishnah Berurah understands that Yerushalmi, that lash means nesinas mayim. So if you're nosei mayim l'sof kemach, you perform the melacha d'oraisa of lisha, and then aricha ha'orech, that's a reference to gibel, to the actual kneading and mixing together. So it's true that according to Rebbe, you're chayim for nesinas mayim, but you're chayiv for gibel as well as a separate and distinct act that is bechlau lisha. Now, the Be'er Halacha says that may only be true for something that's a bar gibel, is supposed to sign as lav bar gibel, which we'll get to. But fundamentally, he says that you have that possibility within Rebbe that you can be chayiv independently for gibel even without nesinas mayim, even if someone else would have been chayiv for that nesinas mayim separately, or if you did the Nesinas Mayim before Shabbos and the Gibel on Shabbos. Get to you in a second. Chazan Ish, Simen Nun Ches, Sif Hei, disagrees. Chazan Ish says that's not the right read in the Yerushalmi. When it's talking about Orech, he says it doesn't mean, Aricha doesn't mean Gibel, it means something else. It's not clear to me what the something else is. He says it's something else in the Athia process. So he says that Yerushalmi is talking specifically in the context of Afia following Lisha, that reference is, if you do an act of Lisha, wherever we define it, so it may just be Nesina Samayim for Rebbe, and Gibel's out of the picture, and then you follow that up with an act of Aricha, which is somewhere in the Afia family, that would be a separate Malacha, but not to say that according to Rebbe, you'd be chayiv independently both for Nesina Samayim and for Gibel. Good.
He said it explicitly that it's for Rebbe, it's just in Siyas Amayim?
He says that he rejects the Mishnah Berurah's Raya from the Yerushalmi. So he says you don't have a Raya for that analysis of Rebbe.
Is it weighing on the din?
I don't remember. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like he's saying that ein lisha achar lisha, so if you already did an act that's defined as lisha, then there's no possibility of lisha afterwards, and gibel wouldn't be wouldn't create an independent leaf. Yeah. So you reject. I'm sorry, this is nun ches os hey in the Chazanish. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. So we set up the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and the Gemara is in the context of identifying who the author of the Mishnah on Kufnun Hey Amud Beis is. Who is the Tana that says Anostin Mayim Lemor San? So the Gemara initially says the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that you're only Chayiv on Gibol, not in Nesinas Mayim, and therefore Anostin Mayim Lemor San. Then the Gemara says maybe that's not so pashut. Maybe Akan lo kam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Dilma Akan lo kam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda has some four lines on the bottom. Ela kamach debar gibel hu. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda only says his din that you're chayy for gibel and not for nusinus mayim when it comes to kamach, which is bar gibel. Namely, kamach is something where the gibel is going to be affected. If you need it, it's going to create a homogeneous single unit that's formed due to your act of needing. So maybe that position of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the only chayy for gibel and not for nusinus mayim, is only true for a substance that is a bar gibel, where the gibel is going to have that effect of creating that guf echad. Aval morsan de la bar gibel, when it comes to bran, which is not considered bar gibel, meaning the you won't have the same effect if you do that act of kneading, it's not going to result in a single homogeneously formed unit. Lashon of igle tal sekati yud aleph ena bar gibel means ena misdabkim zem zeh, that the substances that you're mixing together are not going to be firmly adhered to each other. Or Lashon Shvisa Sashavis in the Sakdama Talisha Os Kaf Aleph, that Bar Gibel means Dover Ha Mistabik Vinasa Gush Echad, that if it's made into a single unit, and Eino Bar Gibel is Eino Mistabik Vinasa Gush Echad, that's La Bar Gibel. So maybe Rabbi Yosef Yehuda only set his position when it comes to Kamach, which is Bar Gibel. There you're only going to be Chayiv for Gibel. But when it comes to Morsan, which is La Bar Gibel, the Gibel is not going to accomplish anything significant anyway, then maybe a filler Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Modin. Maybe there, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will agree to Rabbi that you're Chayiv for Nesinas Mayim because the Gibel doesn't really add anything to the equation. So that's the Havamina. And the Gemara rejects that. Lo saka daitav de tanya behedya. We have a mefirsha brisa. Ein nos nimayim lemorsan divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda omer nos nimayim lemorsan. That when it comes to morsan, which is eino bar gibel, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, nos nimayim la morsan. So we'll see if that's even lechachila. But at the very least, there's no iser of nesinas. There's no chiyuv when it comes to Nesinas Mayim, even the Davar She'eno Bar Gibel. Okay.
What would it mean to be Chayiv only with Gibel if it's not a Bar Gibel?
If it's not a Bar Gibel, it means that the Gibel isn't accomplishing anything significant. So to the extent that there is any violation in mixing together Kamach and Mayim, that's accomplished simply by putting the Mayim into the Kamach, even without mixing, because the mixing doesn't add anything. That's what Gemara is suggesting. Maybe you would say that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, when it comes to La Bar Gibel, you're going to be Chayiv even for Nesinas Mayim because the Gibel doesn't do anything. Gemara says, no, that's not true. Even when it comes to La Bar Gibel, you're only Chayiv. Even when it comes to La Bar Gibel, you're not Chayiv for Nesinas Mayim. And then the Lashon is, the way we have it here, is Nosin Mayim Morsen. Sounds like even L'Chachila maybe. And maybe there isn't even an Isser de Rabbanan when it comes to La Bar Gibel, which may or may not be true, but we'll get there. Yeah?
I don't see why something's not a Bar Gibel, if it should make it more Machmer. Because if it's not a Bar Gibel, then that means it's just less susceptible to Lush.
So we'll see. That's a Machlokas we've shown him. But in it, the Svar to say that by La Bar Gibel we're going to be more Machmer is that even La Bar Gibel is subject to a form of Lisha. So that form of Lisha is only the Gibel does nothing. So if we're going to accept that there is Lisha, that Lisha is accomplished by Nesinas Mayim.
I actually like the distinction that you make between a Bar Gibel and a La Bar Gibel. So a La Bar Gibel is less subject, is less like lushable than, I mean, than the more intuitive direction would be to say that it's just Mutter, even Nesinas Mayim.
So again, that's the machlokas rishonim. We can talk about what's more intuitive, but what you might think is more intuitive, but the svara to say, the svara that rishonim that you'd be more machmir by la bar gibol is that the hanacha is there is some lisha going on, which means probably that we're not assuming like the igletal within Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that lisha is defined minatari as creating a gushacha. So even if it's something short of that, lisha is going on here, and that's only going on in the Sinus Mayim because the Gibel doesn't add anything to that.
Just to clarify, there is some type of like combination of the substances, or there isn't? Like, how would you differentiate after like putting grapes and water into a bowl?
So there's a spectrum. So by Lab Bar Gibel, it's not grapes and water because there is some mixture, but it doesn't become a homogeneous unit. So there's some mixing, it's not. It's not in a neat package.
Are there examples that, like, I've never put brain and water together, but, like...
Really?
You
should try it.
Grain and brain.
Is there other examples of labor you that are relevant to us?
That's the Gemara Yuches, which we'll get to. We'll see, maybe there are different levels of labor evil. I think it's more in the... bran, coarse grain, D.O. kind of materials. Oatmeal. Not sure. Oatmeal may be enough for Bar Gibel. His Rabbi Eider's examples of Eino Bar Gibel are ashes, coarse sand. I mean, it's not his examples, more of his examples, but ashes, coarse sand, and coarse bran, which is more sun. I mean, the more significant difference Lamais will be between a Blila Oven and a Blila Raka that we'll get to, but I think most of the food items where we discuss Lisha are more Bar Gibel than La Bar Gibel.
So just that, the Maskana is that according to Rabbi Yehuda only Chayim at Peshas Gibel?
The Maskana, you mean by La Bar Gibel?
By La Bar Gibel.
So far, all I know is that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're not Chayim for... Nesinas Mayim, right? Whether you could do that lechachil or not, I don't know yet. And then it sounds like the gibel itself will be usher, but I don't know yet whether that's in Isidarai or Isidarba. But we're going to work this all out. Okay. So let's talk about that presently. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, when it comes to La Bar Gibel, what's Aser Ben Atar, what's Aser De Rabbanan, and what, if anything, is Mutter? So it says the Ritva here, Kuftin Hayam and Beis, Amrulay on this line, Lo Sagadaita. Don't tell me that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that by Labra Gibel you're going to be Chayiv on Nesinas Mayim just like Rebbe. Titani Behedya, Ein Nos Nemayim Lamorsa and Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Nos Nem Lamayim Lamorsa. Fine. Alma, Lo Mode Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Vemorsa and Shehei Nesinas Mayim Pashu Gibel. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees with Rebbe. And he says, simply placing water, even by La Bar Gibel, is not considered Gibel. That's not considered Lisha. Fine. Mashma says, Ritva, Vadai, Dafilu L'Rebi, Leka Isur Torah, B'Nesinas Mayim, L'Morsa. That even according to Rebbe, when it comes to La Bar Gibel, Nesinas Mayim is not Asur Minotar. midalok sani chiv chatas b'morsan kidik sani gabe kama. The Rishon says, look at the difference in formulation. Brisa number one is echanosin eskakamach echanosin lusokamayim apun eschayiv. So there, according to Rebbe, the one who is no semayim is chayiv, malacha deraisa. Brisa number two, a nosnim mayim lamorsan divi Rebbe. It doesn't say chayiv, it says a nosnim. So it says the Rishon, isn't that meduyak, that vei la bar gibel, even according to Rebbe, our starting point is only in Isser derabbanan. When it comes to bar gibel, nisinus mayim is going to be asur min haTorah, according to Rebbe. When it comes to Morse and Labar Gibol, it's only us and Midirabban. Because the Brisa doesn't say Chayiv, the Brisa says Ein Nosnim. Batam, Dekevan de Morsan Labar Gibolhu, She Ein Osim Imenu L'Olam Isa. So since Morsan is Labar Gibol, meaning you can work on it as much as you want, but it's not going to end up, you're not going to end up with a homogeneous substance by mixing together the kamach amayim, and the gibulah chiyuchadas. So that's only a derabana. At least a derabana. The gazer atu kamach. So la bar gibul is only asur midirabana and atu bar gibul. But according to Rabbi, la bar gibul, no isur deraisa at all. And the sinus mayim is only asur derabana. The Rabbi the sabra the sinus mayim the kamach chiyuchadas gazer bermorsa na filu benesinus mayim. Right, so that's Shita's Rebbe. When it comes to Morsan, it's only Asur Midirabban. What about Rav Yossi Yehuda? Rav Yossi Yehuda, disavar the gabe kamach lecha chiyuv chatas ad shiyah gadel. And Rav Yossi Yehuda says, even by kamach, there's no malacha deraisa by nesinas mayim. The only malacha deraisa is the act of gibul itself. Lo gazer hacha ela b'gibulo. So here, Rav Yossi Yehuda, by labar gibul, is not gozer on nesinas mayim. By Bar Gibol, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda will agree that Nesinus Mayim is Asur Midirabbanan. By La Bar Gibol, Nesinus Mayim is Hatzer Gamur. That's the simple reading of the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer Nosei Mayim L'mor. Said even L'chachila, you can be Nosei Mayim into La Bar Gibol. And the only Yisra Derabbanan by La Bar Gibol is on the Gibol. And that's our Mishnah, Rav Yosef Yehuda, that is Mutter Lasses Mayim Lemorsan. It'll be Asur Dugibol Midrabanan, but it'll be Hetuv Gamor Lite Mayim Lesoch Morsan. Okay, so again, according to the Ritva, Shitas Rabbi, that if you have something that is La Bar Gibol, the Isser of Nesinas Mayim is only Asur Midrabanan, which he points out is Meduyak in the contrast and Lashonas of the Brisos. And we're only asking Nesinas Mayim by La Bar Gibol Atu Nesinas Mayim Bit Bar Gibol. And according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if it's La Bar Gibol Nesinas Mayim is Heter Gamor, and the only Isser Derabanan is the act of Gibol itself. Okay, so says the Ritva on our sugya. The Mereshes Moshe Siman Reish Zayin and the Masifta Gemara here point out that if you read Tosas and the Tosas of the Rush carefully, you see that according to Tosas and more Bevir and the Tosas of the Rush, according to Rebbe, there may be an Isser Deraisa, even in the Sinas Mayim, by a Davar She'eno Bar Gibol. And this is emerges from how Tosas deals with what appears to be a stira in sugyos, maybe a stira even stam asnisen, a stam asnisen, but the Gemara on Daf Yuches Amud Aleph indicates that when it comes to Dio, which is Lav Bar Gibol, when it comes to Dio, which is Lav Bar Gibol, you're chayiv in Nesinas Mayim, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. At least according to Abaye. What does the Gemara say? So, The Gemara on Yechesim and Aleph, Man Tana, Nisinus Mayim Lidyo, Zuhi Shriyasan, Amr of Yosef, Rabbi Hi, Titanya, Echanosin as a Kamach, Echanosin as Hamayim, Ha'akron Chayiv Divi Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer Eino Chayiv, Ad Sheyah Gabel. So, the Gemara first says, Nisinas Mayim Lidyo is Aser only according to Revi, because according to Yosef Yehuda, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyah Gabel, Amalei Abaye, not so fast, V'dilma Ad Kanakon Rabbi Yosef Ela B'Kamach De Bar Gibel, no. Maybe Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda only says his position that you're only chayiv when it comes to gibol. You're only chayiv for gibol when it comes to kamach de bar gibol. Aval diyo de la bar gibol hu emel chayiv. But when it comes to diyo, which is bar gibol, maybe you'll be chayiv even for nesinas mayim. Then the Gemara rejects that. And then the Gemara potentially rejects a rejection. But at least according to Abaye, and there's no indication that Abaye is chozer, at least according to Abaye, it sounds like, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be chayiv for Nisinas Mayim, B'davar Shalav Bar Gibel. So asks Tosvos, Yechesem et Alit Yimaskal Aval, Vim Tomar, the Ham Moris Adam and Perik Basa the Labar Gibel Hu the Kamar Hasar of Yosef Yehuda Einu Chayv Ad Shegabel. So how can Abaye say over here that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, when it comes to Dio, which is Labar Gibel Hu, you're Chayv and Sinas Mayim, it's Mefurish in our Gemara that when it comes to Moris, which is Labar Gibel, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says there's no Chayv for Sinas Mayim. In fact, it sounds like it's Mutter L'Chachila. Yeah, that's the Kasha. Yesh lomar that lahasa. So I'll read the answer briefly now, which we'll come back to, but at the moment I'm just interested in the question, not the answer. So the answer is Yesh lomar lahasa lagavi kamach ka'amar de'eno bar gibel. When it comes to kamach, so morsan relative to kamach is eno bar gibel, aval bar gibel hu tvei midyo. But morsan is more bar gibel than dio. So there's a spectrum of bar gibel, and certain things may have relative bar gibelness to others, but not, it depends on what you're comparing it to. So there may be different levels of bar gibelness. We'll come back to that. But what do you see in Tosus's question? So Tosus there says, in the formulation of the question, V'kamer hasamin, argamar, and kufnen hey, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, eino chayiv ad Sheyagabel. Eino chayiv ad sheyagabel. Where did our Gemara say eino chayiv ad sheyagabel? They were talking about Morsa. Vim tomer ha Morsa darim perik basra labar gibel hu. V'kamer hasu v'yosu yehudo eino chayiv by Morsa ad sheyagabel. Did it say that in your Gemara?
Right, I mean,
you
borrowed the Lashon, but that phrases in the Machlokes by Kamach.
But he's asking about Morsa.
Yeah, so that's the point of the Ritva.
But this is Tosus. So what's, so Ella what? So it sounds like Tosus had a different gear than our Gemara. It's more Mefurish that way than Tosus Rush. If you look in the Tosus Rush, he asks the same question. Yechesim and Aleph. And he says, Umasik mini our Gemara. The Tana Behedya, Echa Nosin Amorsan, the Echa Nosin Lasocha Mayim, Ha'achron Chayev, Divrei Revi. So, the Tosafot Rashi is quoting a different version of the Braisa that we have in the Gemara Lefaneinu. His it's different on two counts. So, he's quoting a Braisa, Tanya Behedya, Echa Nosin Amorsan, the Echa Nosin Lasocha Mayim. Ha'akron chayiv divrei Rebbe. So on the Rebbe front, he's saying when it comes to Morsan, you're chayiv for Nesinas Mayim. Right? So the Dvaz said, when it comes to Mursan, even according to Rabbi, it's only Nisa Darabanan. And Tosa Rush has a Raisim Beferashis, and here's Gersa Bar Gemara that says, according to Rabbi, by Eina Bar Gibla, by Mursan, you're Chai for Nesinas Mayim. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Eina Chai of Ashi Gabel. And to that, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, you're only Chai when it comes to Mursan if you do an act of Gibla. So according to Tosvos and Tosa Rush, so Tosa Rush goes on and says, Alma, Alphagav de Morsan Labar Gibelhu, Lo Mechayiv de Nesinas Mayim, meaning according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So according to Tosa Rush, and basically Tosa is just, it's a lot more, Tosa is also, but it's first in Tosa Rush, that according to Rabbi Labar Gibel Morsan, you're Chayiv for Nesinas Mayim. And according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're chayiv for gibol. So according to the Ritva, when it comes to Einabar gibol, nothing's deraisa. We're only talking about derabbanan. So all my focus is what's asa derabbanan. According to Rabbi, it's only asa midirabbanan. The sinas maim is asa derabbanan. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, only gibol is asa midirabbanan. But according to the Tosas and Tosei Rush, based on their girsa of the Raisa Nagamara, where it's mefurash, that no, everybody agrees there's an issa deraisa when it comes to labar gibol. The machlokas is that issa deraisa only by nesinas mayim, or by nesinas mayim, or only by the act of gibol. And the Mereshes Moshe points out this is mefurish in the Russian Bates as well. Perek Dalet Siman Tes Alma ki megabale lekuli alma chayev. That both Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda agree that if you do gibol, that's going to result in a malacha deraisa, even by something that is lav bar gibol.
Where is that rush?
Beis of Perek Dalet Siman Tes. That's the Sugyan Lamed Beis. Okay, so far so good. Then the Rambam may be a third position. Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Tezayin. Halash kegogeres chayiv, and the gabalus the offer raised told us lash. The kamashiyurah kedei lasos pikor shel sorfei zav, fine. The ein gibol the efer velo b'chol agas velo b'morsan velo b'chayotibet. The Rambam writes, there's no gibol when it comes to these examples of la bar gibol. Ein gibol the efer velo b'chol agas velo b'morsan. So the Magen Mishnah understands in the Rambam, this is Perek Ches, the Rambam is talking about the Raisas. So the Magen Mishnah understood by the Rambam that according to Yosef Yehuda, the Rambam paskins like the Isser Gibel by Morsan is only Derabana. In the Anna Deraisa level, there's no Isser Gibel by Morsan at all, not the Nesinas Amayim and not the Gibel Mamish. And there isn't even a Gzeira Derabanan by Gibel. Sorry, there isn't. I'm sorry, let me say that again. That according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Min HaTorah, there's no. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Min HaTorah, there's no Isser Lisha when it comes to La Bar Gibol. Not an Isser in the Nesina Samayim, not an Isser in the act of Gibol itself. there's still maybe an issue of the Rabbanan on evil, which we'll get to. But the Magamish assumes that according to Rebbe, there is still going to be an Issa Deraisa by a Davar She'eino Bar Gibel. Meaning what the Magamish is, what the Magamish is assuming is that according to Rebbe, there is a potential of an Issa Deraisa. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's no Issa Deraisa at all. So according to the Ritva, there's no Issa Deraisa in any way, shape, or form when it comes to Eina Bar Gibel, not according to Rabbi, not according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The only machlokas is the Issa Derabanan on the Sinus Ma'ayim or on Gibel. According to the Tosa Rash, both according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is an Issa Deraisa when it comes to La Bar Gibel, either on the Nesina or on the Lisha. And the Magen Mishnah is assuming that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is no Issa Deraisa at all. There may be an Issa Derabanan on Gibel. There's no Issa Deraisa at all. But according to Rabbi, there will be an Issa Deraisa of Nesina Smai. Yeah.
The Rambam is passing
Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So the Magen Mishnah's analysis, it doesn't... I don't think he's saying that this is how the Rambam understood this Rabbi, but he's presenting it as such. You know, the Rambam is possibly Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but the Magen Mishnah has that possibility that according to Rabbi, you could have an Issa Deraisa. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's no Issa Deraisa at all. The Mereshis Moshe thinks, based on the Igle Tal that we spoke about earlier, that maybe this makes sense in his analysis of the Machlokas of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Meaning, if you assume, as the Igle Tal explained, that according to Rabbi, the thrust of the Yisr Lisha is simply the Harkavas Kamachumayim, so you have Harkavas Kamachumayim even by Darvisha Eino Bar Gibel, and then you potentially have a Malacha Deraisa there. If the thrust of Lisha is creating the Guf Echad, if you're not going to create a Guf Echad anyway when it comes to Labar Gibel, so there's no application of a Malacha Deraisa to speak of at all. Now, this position may be reflected in Rashi as well, at least the Gerson Rashi that is put in parentheses on the top of Kof Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Hemshek of the Gemara we just left off, the bottom line of Kof Nun Hei Amud Beis Tan Rabbanan Ein Govlin Es Ha Kali. So you're not allowed to do an act of Gibol on Kemach Kali, which is Rashi explains Kali Kemach Shel Tvua Shenis Yafshe Kishen Klayas B'Tanur, flour made out of grain that was dried out in the kernel stage in the oven. So ein govlin es hakali v'yesh omrim govlin. Man yesh omar v'yesh omrim. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yosi, Rav Yehudi. Says Rashi in the parentheses that the Marshal takes out, Rav Yosi, Rav Yehudi. Di Rabbi, but then the Gemara goes on to say this only works with the Shina. Di Rabbi, l'mahani le'shinoi, di b'nesinas mayim mechayiv afilu b'midi d'labra gibo. So this can't be going like Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, you're chayv in esinus mayim min haTorah even on something lav bar gibol, kedar min agapi morsan. Aval Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, to amar ashi agabel, hacha govlin kalachriyat. But according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, that there's no isur daraisa, so then you could talk about a shina. I mean, the Rashi in the Girsa the Marshal takes out is assuming that the Shina that we're talking about is only going to work for a Malacha Darabana, not for a Malacha Daraisa. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's no malacha deraisa by lav bar gibul, according to Rabbi there is. So you can only talk about doing a shinoi according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, for whom there's no malacha deraisa going on. Meaning, according to Rabbi, say a little differently, according to Rabbi, once you do the nesinas mayim, you've already violated a malacha deraisa. So there's no shinoi to speak of in the act of gibul. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that you haven't violated a malacha deraisa, so then you could talk about doing a malacha ayde shinoi. The Ramban, I'll get to Kiva soon. The Ramban has this. So if you take it out like the Marshal does, you still have the Ramban. It says like this. Man yesh omrim. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, then you could do a shina. So the Ramban seems to be of the opinion that according to Rebbe, there's going to be a malacha deraisa when it comes to nesinas mayim. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, So the Ramban is basically like Tosos. That according to Rebbe, there's a malacha deraisa when it comes to nesinas mayim. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's a malacha deraisa in gibul, not in nesinas mayim. So that's like Tosas and Tosar Rosh, that both Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agree that there is a malacha deraisa involved by lav bar gibul. Machlokas is whether that only applies to nesinas mayim or just to the act of gibul. So that may be Rashi, or that is the Ramban. Yeah, Kiva.
I'm sorry,
that's
not like a Mishnah like Rashi
Ramban. It's not. The Rashi Ramban is like Tosas and Tosar Rosh. So again, there are three, we saw three possibilities here. The Ritva, that there's no Malacha Deraisa to speak about all by Lav Bar Gibul, not according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not according to Rabbi. The Tosas and Tosar Rosh, which sounds like the Ramban as well, that both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agree that there's a Malacha Deraisa either by Nesinas Mayim or by Gibul. And the possibility the Magen Mishnah had, that maybe only according to Rebbe's are going to be a malacha deraisa, but not according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda at all.
But how does he see that in the Rambam?
He sees in the Rambam the first point, that according to Rebbe, the Rambam's passing of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. This has to move from here in the Rambam later on, in Kaf Aleph. But what you see in the Rambam is he's passing of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and he's saying that there's no deraisa iser by lav bar gibul.
Maybe he would say that's true for the same time also, according to Rebbe's.
Yeah, so I'm saying that Nakuda about Rebbe, I think the Magen Mishnah is saying that on his own. I don't think he's saying that based on the Ramban per se.
The Ramban
could say
the
Ramban
agreed to the
Mitzvah. The Ramban, I guess so. We only know, but the Ramban's only Rebbe Yosef Yehuda really know how he understands Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Meaning, in Perikav Aleph Lamed Aleph, the Rambam tells you, again, we're going to look at Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, when it comes to Morsan, it's Hedr Gomer to be Nosei Mayim, it's Nisei Darabanan to be Govel. Okay. So, let's just go back now to Tosus' Yishuv, to the steer between Yudches and Kuf Nun Hei. So, Tosus said that there's no steer between the Sugyos, because there are different levels of lav bar gibul. So Morsan is in the middle. Dio is super lav bar gibul. Morsan is moderate lav bar gibul. So according to Tosfos, if you have something that's super lav bar gibul, then according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you could be chayiv b'nesinas mayim. If you have something that's moderately lav bar gibel, you're only chayiv ad shiv gabel. Right? That's how Tosfos is miyashev the steer between yuches and kufnun hay. You can still accept a bias position, but there are different standards, different grades of lav bar gibel. No.
I know the post assumed that there was like a maskana brura in the sugya daf yuches.
Say that again.
All the post were assuming that like daf yuches is kai rabbi and shita.
Not everyone.
Oh, okay, so that's my question.
Okay, so who's not everyone? Not everyone is the Rambam, probably. At least the way the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam that Abaye is rejected on daf yuches, meaning the sugya in kufnun hay implicitly rejects Abaye, and therefore we pass like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, there's not going to be an Isser Daraisa by Lav Bar Gibel, period.
How do Tosfos know that maybe all Lav Bar Gibels are the same, are all like Morsa?
Tosfos didn't understand that way. Tosfos assumed, or Tosfos understood, that we have to preserve Abaye, and that's why Tosfos comes onto this distinction. The Magen Mishnah assumes the Rambam not the way, that Abaye is rejected, and all that stands is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is Argamar Kufnun Hei Kufnun Vav, and therefore according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda there's no Isser Derabon, no Isser Deraisa whatsoever when it comes to Lav Bar Gibel. Beis Yosef understood that way in, or quotes Rashi and Beitza that way as well, Lamedeis Amedeis. The Gemara there talks about, I forgot to bring the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara there on Lama Beza, Beza, Beza talks about lining a tanur and yantiv with tit to prevent the escape of heat. So you're putting tit on alpia tanur and yantiv to prevent the heat from readily escaping from the tanur. So the way Rashi understood the Gemara there, the bottom of Lama Beza, Beza, the Gemara is bothered, why isn't there a lisha concern over here? That it sounds like the tit is going to mix with some liquid, and why isn't that a problem of lisha? So, in one tarsh of the Gemara there, the Gemara says kit mashari, that if it's ashes, that kind of material, that's mutter, says Rashi, legavlo v'latuach bo, the lav bar gibel, that it's mutter to be govel, to line the tanur with this material, and even to be govel, because it's lav bar gibel. So I don't know if he means, Rashi says, if he means actual gibel, because that's not what's going on here. You're putting the tit on the tanur in such a way that it may mix with water, but you're not doing an act of kneading it together. So Beis Yosef says like this. Kitmashari. Pirsha Rifa Rashi Varambam. Rambam Per Gimel Yantav Alachi Yud. De Efer Mutter Lagavlo. Mishum de la bar gibel. So it says the Beis Yosef, Valtosos Perakam de Shabbos Ochichu, the Adarab Midi de Labar Gibul Hu Shai Beit Venusin is mine. Labar Gibul is worse, because Zeo Gibula. The Hashanir, the Kol Mine Tibulim, the Shalosh and Shurgil and Lassa Saidi Gibul Mashkin, Afil and Dorje Enabar Gibul, Fi Sever Tumor of Mitzvah, the Shemri. That's Tosos. So the Rambam Perikaf Aleph Lamed Gimel says Megabel Chayim Mishum Lash Lefikach E Megabel Kamakali Harbe Shema Yavo Lolish Kamak Shena Kali. And then Lamed Dalet Hamur Son Eina Bar Gibel Afi Shena Bar Ligvol Ein Govlin Osa Shema Yavo Ligvol Afir Chiyotibo. So you can't do an act of Gibel on something of La Bar Gibel Atu something that's Bar Gibel. But then Hilchos Yontiv, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, "Mutar l'gabel lesa efer l'stom pi hatanur an Yontiv." Says the Magen Mishnah. Kidma Shari, La Bar Gibol, says Mutar Lagavlo Biyantiv. So the Rambam saying that that's dafka by Yantiv and not by Shabbos, Gibel would be Aser, but by Yantiv Gibel is Mutter. Okay, so we have to work on that. But it's just Nasor Lididat. Again, Rashi there in Beitza says Kit Mashari Lagav Lav Latuhapa de La Rigibel. It sounds like Rashi saying that you actually could do Gibel there and something that's La Bar Gibel. And that's what the Rambam says in Yantiv. So is there a difference between Yantiv and Shabbos there, or is that Rashi's position on Shabbos as well, that it would be mutter even to do gibol by darsh al abar gibol. Tosafot disagrees. Tosafot do masul kinba there argues in Rashi and understands that no, that ein abar gibol is definitely going to be chayiv even for nesinas mayim, as Tosafot understands. And Kimashani is different tariffs. Either there's no water, or you already did the gibol before yantiv, but there's no added heter of gibol in that situation. So let's try to figure out or work out the sugyan beisa, how that fits. But again, leaving aside the Magen Mishnah, two fundamental positions in Rishonim as to whether by labar gibol there's a potential malacha deraisa, or is everything only derabanan. And the position of Bali Tosfos is that we are talking about, in the Ramban, we are talking about a concern of a Malacha Daraisa, even by something that is Lav Bar Gibol, whereas according to the Rambam, at least La Lach and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's no potential Daraisa when it comes to something that's Lav Bar Gibol, which we'll come back to La Halacha. So what do we assume La Halacha in the Machlokas Rabbi and Yosef Yehuda B'chlau? So Rov Rishonim, including the three Amudei Rav, the Mechaber, Rambam, Rif, Rush, all Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda. So let's go back and talk about Bar Gibol. And when it comes to Bar Gibol, the only Issa Deraisa is on Gibol, but not on Nesinas Mayim. However, some of the Bali Tulsa say, for Tumah, smack, smack, Paskin, Halacha, Ki, Rabbi. And that is Astam v'yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Tezayin, and Shin Kaf Dalet Sif Gimel. Shin Kaf Aleph Tezayin and Shin Kaf Dalet Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber is so same, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but quotes Rabbi as a Yesh Omrim. This is what in Rabbi Eider's book he refers to throughout the chapter on Lisha as most poskim and some poskim. The position of most poskim is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Position of some poskim is Rabbi, and the Mishabruha Shin Kaf Dalas Hakatan Yud Aleph says that the minhag is to be machmir, like the some poskim, like the Yesh Omrim, that we're choshev for Shitas Rabbi. That's mevura in the Ramah in Shin Kaf Aleph Sifta Zayin that there we can only entertain heterim where there is a shinoi. As more mefurish in the Dark Emosha, Shin Kaf Dalet Sifal. So the major nafkamina, again, leaving aside the position that by Lav Bar Gibol, where there's no Melacha Daraisa to speak of at all, which we'll call the minority position there as well, but generally speaking, the nafkamina between whether you pass like Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, everything's going to be Usher anyway, at least Rabbanan. The nafkamina is going to be for the application of shinuyim, which we'll see is the thrust of the halachah maisa discussion in Elisha, because we are more inclined to countenance shinuyim if we're only dealing with a din derabanan as opposed to a din daraisa. The Be'er Halacha points out, same one that we quoted before, Shin Kaf Dalet Yimachla in Goblin, that this machlokas we showed in Dipasan like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Dipasan like Rabbi, partially has to do with how do you resolve your Ches versus Kuf Nun Hei, because on some level you have two Stam Mishnas. You have a Stam Mishnah on your Ches like Rebbe, you have a Stam Mishnah on Kuf Nun Hei like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. So the Be'er Halacha explains that those Rishon in the Paskin, the Rov Rishon in the Paskin like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, say you follow the later Stam. You have a Stam Mishnah at the beginning of the Sefta, Stam Mishnah at the end of the Masechta, so you follow the Stam Mishnah at the end of the Masechta. And those Rishonim that pass like Rebbe, so they'll say, if you have a Kasha Stama Stama, so Mehadrina Naklala, the Halacha Mi Rebbe, Kerebbe, Mechaveiro, and then that's Machria, the Stira in Stams. Two more quick things and we'll try to wrap up for today.
established in the 18 and Nidafes is about zero.
Yeah.
So we're assuming it's going to transfer over to Bargi.
Well, the Mishnah, the Gemara says that the, again, leaving aside what happens if the dust settles with the Baye, but the starting point of the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches is that the Mishnah is leaving the Rebbe.
Okay.
So on that basic level, the Gemara is saying the Stam Mishnah on Yud Ches is Rebbe. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Nun, which is his Hakdama to Lisha, so the way he frames the machlokas by Labar Gibel, just in his introduction, he says, "Bedaber du Labar Gibel kigon efer b'chol agas." That's a Ramba misiato the afim gavlo pater mechatas. So the Rabbim, as we saw, passing like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and assumes that there's no malacha d'araisa at all by Labar Gibel. Rak yisura ika. V'das har be'rishonim. Tosfos rush. Rivet Rash Baran, Lehepach, the Vidavar de la Bar Gibol, Afler Biosi Vibihuda, Lo by Gibol, Umishanasam Bamayim, Chayev, the Zahu Gibula. So we'll have to see next time if that how that reflects on those Rishonim, because the way we just presented it was that according to Tosfos and Tosfos Rash by Labar Gibel, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Chiyuv D'Oraisa is going to be on the Gibel, but not on the Nesina Samayim. Okay, so we'll come back to that. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Emir Hashem, we'll just try to close that out next time, and then talk about Shinuyim Belisha. Okay, so me and Mr. Shaman Sunday? Great.